Hi everyone. So I said that I would be more vulnerable on this podcast and actually record as and when I'm feeling things. I was journaling out some thoughts from my triggers. A few things were coming up and I was kind of writing about each of them and I got lots of answers, which was great. And then I stopped journaling and I started to make or write a letter for my friend who's just got engaged. Because I wanted to give her a gift. So I've been busy making her like a little handwritten letter. And I know that her love language is words of affirmation. So I knew that she'd appreciate that. And as I was doing it, I had this guilt that, oh, maybe I should have, you know, bought her flowers and or taken her out for a dinner, or, you know, all these other things went through my head. And then I realized, like, where has this belief come from that there is less value in a handwritten letter or note to somebody? Something handmade, something that's come from my heart, something that feels very personal. What is it about that feels shameful? And I was instantly hit with this memory of being in school, and I have spoken before, I didn't really fit in with friendship groups, so I'd try really hard to fit in, and I'd, you know, not feel worthy of their friendship, so I'd overcompensate. And I think I was in middle school, and my friend at the time invited me and this other girl over to our house to celebrate, and I had no money to buy her anything. And so I went around my room and found like little things that I thought she'd like, that I thought, well, I'd been gifted them, but I'd rather she had them because I wanted to gift her something nice. So there was this notebook, and I don't know if you were a 90s kid too, but there were these jelly notebooks, and I loved mine, and I'd written on the first page like Olivia's notebook or Liv's notebook or something similar. And so I ripped that page out. I wrapped up this notebook, and I was pleased to give it to her, but I was also a little bit nervous, thinking she might notice I've ripped out this page. I remember sitting there trying to really figure out how to make it look like it hadn't been ripped out. But I thought, I'm just going to roll with it. She's obviously going to love it because I love it and it's a great notebook. So I gave her this notebook, and I already then was nervous because my friend had all these wrapped gifts and I knew that they were probably going to be new and that her mum would have helped pay for them. So I already felt less worthy. My gift was less worthy than hers. And when she opened it up, she was like inspecting this notebook, and I could see her looking at the tear. And she just outed me for it because kids are so brutal. And she was just like, you've already used this. And at first I tried to say that it wasn't. So I was like, oh no, really? When I bought it, it was okay. And I tried to pass it off as I'd bought this notebook and that someone else had ripped it out in store or something. And she said, you've used this before, haven't you? And I said, oh, I got gifted it and I wrote something in it, but I want to give it to you now. So I've ripped that page out because it's yours. And I really hope you like it. I love this notebook, but I wanted you to have it. And she was like, this is just so weird. Why are you giving me something that's already yours? And it was such a rejection and such a sad moment for me and such a shameful moment for me. It just installed this thing in me that you had to buy something new or buy something that's perfect and that costs money for it to be worthy of a gift. And I think that's such a sad belief for me to have got so young, because I love the side of me that will be thoughtful and think outside the box a bit and be resourceful. That part of me was just, that part of me was shamed so young. So I felt very sad about that. And I sat and journaled with that for a little bit this morning. But it got me thinking that I wanted to record, because this is a topic that I think is really actually quite timely, because we're coming up to Christmas. And I think a lot of us feel this shame of, I can't afford what my kids want, or I can't afford what my family wants. And there's expectations on people to just spend so much money, and I don't think it's necessary. Some of my favourite gifts aren't shop-bought gifts. They have been made from the heart and homemade. If I've got the time to make someone something, I would choose that over buying them something new. I always have felt that way. So that part of me I really like now, but back then I felt like that was really shameful. And it also increased my jealousy with to do with money. So I would just see everybody that had money as like, oh, it's so unfair that you have that. And it created this lack mentality in my head, because I didn't grow up with lots of money. And I'm actually, now in hindsight, that didn't matter. But at the time it felt, yeah, very shameful. And I wanted to share this mostly because we are coming up to Christmas, and we are also in, you know, going through all these price rises, and the cost of living right now is crazy. So I know that is a worry for a lot of people, and I don't think that we have to gift the world to people. Like, I don't think we have to go into debt and buy lots of stuff. I think that it's way more meaningful if we can actually be creative and think of things outside the box. And like, even if you're, you know, maybe you like baking, bake everybody something for Christmas, like bake some biscuits and take them around to all of your friends and wrap them up really nicely. Or handwritten letters, like pen and paper, just write down everything that you feel about them, everything you like about them, and put that in a lovely envelope and, don't know, illustrate on it or something, or do a drawing or a painting. Or if you're not creative, maybe it's a case of you're gifting your time. So you could say to someone, this is a token for an hour of my time, and you could do whatever you want in that hour, or whatever it might be. So if you're panicking a little bit about gift giving and Christmas and not having enough money, have a little think about other things that you could do that don't require you to literally drain your bank account and go into debt, because we don't need to. There's so many things that we can do. So yeah, I just felt like I wanted to share that, because so much shame came up for me this morning when I was writing that letter, and actually it's a really beautiful gift, and yeah, it's something that I'm going to remind myself moving forward, and it's completely changed how I'm seeing this Christmas coming up. So yeah, I hope that this resonates with you, and thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen. And I will speak to you on the next one. Bye, guys.